I'm dead serious. I'm going to go to this place, I've decided. London, Ontario. I've been reading about it here a bit. The world's largest cricket farm finished construction in London, Ontario. It's a massive facility. It'll employ 60 employees. But mostly it'll rely on artificial intelligence. It's that technology that won the Developers Awards from the United Nations for commitment to sustainable development goals. Now, look, you can laugh this off, and no, I'm not going to voluntarily start eating cricket paste burgers. All right, I'm not. But this is happening, whether you care to believe it or not. Insect agriculture is a big push by these people. These people being the folks in Davos. They're not going to be eating cricket paste. They're going to be eating Wagyu beef. And, you know, fancy pork and fancy fish. You won't be allowed, but they will. But Canada is now home to the world's largest cricket farm. Aspire Food Group is the name of the place. London, Ontario. The plant was finished mid last year. Went live in July. They expect to generate 9,000 metric tons of crickets to be consumed by humans and pets. And if you go to the Aspire, that's A-S-P-I-R-E, if you go to the Aspire website, what you'll learn is that crickets are a superfood. Of course they are. When you're selling them, of course they are. Crickets are a superfood. And the cricket paste is great for pets. The outlet, Canadian Manufacturing, that outlet reporting that Aspire claims to already have orders for the next 2 years. Producer.com says that around 4 billion crickets were coming to the facility to get started, and that's where we are in the conversation. So that happened, and it went online in July. At full capacity, and this is from a different source, CBC Canada. This is from the Canadian Broadcast Corporation. The chief executive says it will help tackle the planet's food insecurity problems. Crickets have an incredible ability to convert what they eat into protein biomass, said Mohamed Ashour, co-founder of Aspire Food Group, who for the last 6 years has operated a research and development facility in Austin, Texas. Crickets can produce protein much more efficiently and with a fraction of the amount of food, water, and land needed for other protein sources. Most of what the plant in London will produce will feed the pet food market, he said. Pets consume pound for pound more meat than the owners. Pets eat more meat than their owners. That's because every single meal of every single day consists of about 30% meat. Cats eat a lot of meat, and they need it. Cats are not vegetarians. The London facility currently employs 45 people. They'll have 55 more to about 100 at full capacity. Ashour launched his idea to breed and farm insects for food in 2013. When he was a medical student at McGill University, he grew up in Montreal and now calls London home. Along with a handful of his classmates, his team won a $1 million HALT Prize, which challenges young entrepreneurs to provide a solution to some of the world's most pressing issues. I don't know about you, but this thing about crickets and bugs. You know, I had an entomology class in college, and the professor, we ate grasshoppers or something as part of class. I didn't care. I didn't start eating grasshoppers by choice afterwards, though. Yeah, AI will run this place. And the thing is, it will continue to learn. This facility will continue to learn as it perfects the growing of these crickets. Now, I suppose if you're in that 9% of people on the planet, 8.9% of people on the planet are in a stressed, have a food issue, food insecurity, food stress, whatever you want to call it, 8.9%. Down from 13.2%, by the way, in 2002. So in 20 years, we have reduced the stress of people eating, despite all of the clamoring in Davos. The actual number of people starving on the planet is about 9 million a year that die from malnutrition or starvation, however you'd like to look at that. Not a great number. However, when you compare that to the great famines of even the last 100 years, 9 million a year is a tremendous improvement. Between 1959 and 1961, depending on who you read, as many as 70 million Chinese died during the Great Leap Forward. The Great Leap Forward from Chairman Mao is a great leap forward into the grave for as many as 70 million Chinese. But other great famines have struck India and China. There's a great famine in China in 1907, a great famine in India a few years later. And, of course, the Irish potato famine and other things you've heard about killed far more than the 9 million people that die now. And if you compare that, obviously, to the fact that just since 1970, when they started predicting famine, did the cultists that are now collected in Davos. In 1970, there were 3.6 billion people on the planet. Now there's just over 8 billion. We've more than doubled, and yet the number of people living in poverty has declined. The number of people in food insecurity situations has declined by a percentage. We're in better shape now with better opportunities and more opportunities to feed more people using less land, less energy, and less of a footprint than at any time in human history. We have done amazing, great things. Great companies like Monsanto and John Deere and others have taken us forward, as have land-grant colleges in this country, doing great things for agriculture. So I'm skeptical about the crickets, but I'm going to keep an open mind, sort of. I'm still going to eat the muskrat. A quick break. I'll be back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. patriotfoods.com.